I've been doing a series called A House of Pain, and I want to pick up today in that series. And where we've been focusing on is in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. There's an Old Testament book called 1 Chronicles, and if you want to look along with us as we look at this passage together that I've been focusing on, you can turn in the Old Testament book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4 on any device or your own copy of the scripture. If you don't want to do that, to make this user-friendly, all of the verses will come on the screen for you to follow along with us, so it's going to be cool either way. And when you get to 1 Chronicles chapter 4, if you go to verses 9 and 10, that will be where we will focus on today. Again, my sincere gratitude and appreciation for We Are Zion Music. We're just spoiled. That's what it is. We're just spoiled by such great singing and great musicianship, and I'm so grateful for it. They're good people, too. Amen. And that makes it even better. Amen. All right. We're in chapter 4 of 1 Chronicles, and already they're ready for me. Let me read. It says verse 9, there was a man named Jabez who was more honorable than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because his birth had been so painful. And there, he was the one who prayed to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain." And God granted him his request. Now, I've called this, I've named the home that he grew up a house of pain because obviously there was pain in this context. He grew up in a painful environment, and like all of us have had, all of us live in some kind of situation or circumstance that has pain. It might be medical, it might be relational, it could be financial, it could be a number of things, it could be psychological, but there's nobody's life that is so perfect and pristine that it is absent and void of pain. We all live in something that we wish were different in some way, or that has challenged us or even changed us in some ways. And so Jabez and his family is no different. His mother